Hello everyone, John Hanna here with another installment of the Robert Morris Colonials Game of the Week podcast. This is for the week of October 8th, 2018. Hopefully all of you had a great week. And let's dive right into it, shall we? So this is the Game of the Week for the week of October 8th, as I already said. And this week we're heading to Joe Walton Stadium on October 6th as RMU football had its homecoming game against Central Connecticut State University Blue Devils. Although the Colonials lost this one 56-35, they played a great game and the atmosphere around the game, with it being homecoming, was fantastic. There was tons of partying in the parking lot for pregame, and just all around everyone had a great day. Jimmy Walker had probably his best outing of the year as he went 24 of 36, 66.7 completion percentage, 268 yards in his air, which is the most on the year so far, two touchdowns and one pick, which isn't helpful, but it happened. Elijah Stevens, the redshirt freshman, did most of the work on the ground today for the Colonials. He had 16 attempts for 130 yards and two other touchdowns, while Taryn Stevens was 7 attempts for 94 yards, almost cracking triple digits for the Colonials. Defensively, Darrell Mason had one forced fumble and he recovered that fumble. Also adding a score for the Colonials was Tim Vecchio, who had a 7-yard touchdown run, his only of the day. And now for Central Connecticut. Quarterback Jacob Dolagala was 9 of 22 for 321 yards and two touchdowns in the day. And the attack was also spread out on the ground. Drew Jean-Guillaume had 13 attempts for 160 yards and three touchdowns in the day for the Blue Devils. Tymir Hinter had the lone interception for the Blue Devils, picking off a Jimmy Walker pass. The Colonials look to get their first NEC win of the year next week as they take part in the Steel City Showdown against at Duquesne on October 13th, Saturday at 7 p.m.